morning, sir. Could you just state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Colin DeMora, 248.
Okay. Mr. DeMora, there's some processes that we have to go through, but I do see that you have a release date of July 30th, 2018. I'm going to just confirm that date, but that's the date that we have. Is that the right date, Mr. Turner?
Yeah, I'm double checking right now, but everything that I see comes back to that date.
Okay. So, sir, you have a short date. It is strictly up to you whether you want to have a complete hearing or you just want to kill your number, since you only have a very short time before you will be released on July 30th. Okay. So, sir, there is a quick process that we still have to go through in order to complete this process, but we will go ahead and go through that and do it in a shortened version, okay?
Okay,
Mr. Cotton, let me introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my left, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, you have the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, is Mr. Turner, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified, sir, that you had the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir? Okay. Sir, at this time, I want to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So we're going to start out in phase one, sir. Mr. Cotton, you have three allegations listed on the warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes.
Okay, the first allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 12, 2018 per the task individual tested compliance summary dated April 9, 2018. Sir, is that true or false? Okay, the next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about March 13, 2018 per the task TCMS lab report dated April 4, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, your third allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about March 30th, 2018, as verbally directed by your assigned parole officer on March 12th, 2018, your offender whereabouts were unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Sure.
Okay. All right then, sir. Mr. Cotton, based on the admission of Mr. Cotton, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. I further move to revoke his community supervision, as Mr. Cotton has stated that he just wants to kill his number. He will be released on July 30th, 2018.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, it's a motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. Okay, sir, Mr. Cotton, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 30th of 2018, sir. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board, sir, and hopefully you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement, and you won't have to come back before this board again, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing. That will conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, Mr. Cotton.
All right, don't
hang the phone up. Just set it down so that we can get the next person.
Okay.
Thanks.